The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
The Los Angeles Lakers are the NBA's 2019-20 champions.
For the first time since Kobe Bryant's fifth and final title a decade ago, the Los Angeles Lakers are NBA champions. LeBron James had 28 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists as the Lakers beat the Miami Heat 106-93 to win the NBA Finals in six games. James was the finals' most valuable player, the first to claim the title with three different franchises. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver awarded the trophy inside the NBA bubble at Orlando, Florida.
I have a feeling that this finals MVP is going to have a trophy named after him one day. The finals MVP is LeBron James.
For coach Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat, the loss was difficult as many players were battling injuries along with the Lakers.
The guys that competed and played in the series, we had several guys that were not even close to being 100%, probably shouldn't have been playing, but that's how this group was. They wanted to do it for each other.
Overall, LeBron James has four titles and is a four-time NBA Finals MVP, the second to win that many.
For me to be a part of such a historical franchise is it's an unbelievable feeling, not only for myself, but for my teammates, for the organization, for the coaches, for the trainers, everybody that's here. We just want our respect.
And there wasn't much else to say, as the Lakers celebration was in full swing, as the team and the city dedicated the championship to Kobe Bryant, who died in January. Novak Djokovic of Serbia came into the French Open men's final as the top-ranked player in the world, but it was Rafael Nadal of Spain who prevailed on his favorite clay surface.
Of course, I played at an amazing level of tennis. No, the first two sets and a half, I played great. Honestly, I can't say another thing. It's impossible to have this score against him without playing great. We played a very good final. I played at my highest level when I needed to play at my highest level, so something that I am very, very proud.
Nadal won 6-love, 6-2, 7-5. The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.